Thanks for joining us as we continue to consider the names of God. Today, Genesis chapter 18, verse 25. Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be it from you. So not the judge of all the earth do what is just. So the context of this verse is that the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah had reached to a boiling point. God was ready to destroy those who were unwilling to turn from their evil ways. Abraham, who had relatives in the city of Sodom, intervened on their behalf, and he approached God and said, "Are you going to sweep away the righteous with the wicked?" Abraham's negotiations started with the possibility of God finding 50 righteous people in Sodom and ended with the possibility of finding just 10. But God agreed, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy the city." It is during that arbitration when Abraham called God the judge of all the earth. The Hebrew word for judge is shofet. It describes God as the ultimate authority and decision maker. As the judge of the whole earth, God is the only one who can measure the motivation and intent of our hearts. God's judgment does not change with cultural values or norms. It's based on His character and His nature. God's justice is always based on righteousness. As the judge of the earth, God will not cut corners or turn a blind eye to sin. The penalty of our sin is death, spiritual and eternal separation from God forever, but the judge is also merciful. Without ever compromising His righteousness, He provides our acquittal. God sent His sinless Son to pay sin's penalty and be the judge on our behalf. Jesus bore our sins. He was judged for us. He bore my sin in His body on the cross. My final judgment will not be based on what I've done, but on what Jesus has done for me, His perfect and complete work for me. Father, I stand before You guilty, a lawbreaker, sinful, no excuses. There's nothing I can do to pay for my sin. Today I acknowledge that my trust is in Jesus as the one who paid the penalty for my sin on the cross. I trust in Him as the one who took my punishment for me, judge of all the earth. Thank You for providing a substitute. Thank You for sending Jesus to do for me what I could never do for myself. I pray in Your name. Amen.